You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not James Edwards, but I do got hard-hitting talk radio on tap. I'll tell you that right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the broadcast for February the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2019. James is actually with his daughter, and they went to a daddy-daughter dance, and they've been doing it for years, and all I'm telling you is he's exactly where he should be. It is all about God, family, and country, and so we're here on the radio while he promotes God, family, and country, protecting life, liberty, and property. I'll tell you that right now, and man, we got a row to hoe in the Republic. America is the greatest country on the face of the earth. Let's not forget that reality, but boy, do we have trouble. Troubled waters. Isn't there a rock and roll song, something about that? Anyway, troubled waters seems to be the order of the day for the greatest country on the face of the earth. A double standard is emerging that is absolutely shocking. Speaking of shocking, Sean Bergen going to break it all down with me today. Sean, welcome back.
Great to be back, Sam.
So I say shocking because, man, I've been watching the deep state or the New World Order or whatever you want to call it for a long time, the shadow government, and I'm very familiar with it all. But for the most part in my life, a lot of it's been a distant deep state. A deep state from a distance. Yeah, it's corrupt up there, but it doesn't really affect me in my life and you in your life. But you know what? Now they're coming for us. And they're coming for our friends and people we know personally and people we spent a lot of time with, et cetera, et cetera. And it's getting scary, and it's getting scary fast. All right? I've been on the radio with Alex Jones before. I've been on the radio with Jerome Corsi before. And I've been on the radio with Roger Stone before. Okay? So I know all three of them. And they're all three getting to become in serious, serious trouble. And we believe in the rule of law. We believe in justice of the American way. We believe in due process. We believe in a speedy trial. We believe in all these things. And when they haven't happened for others, we think, well, they must have done something wrong, or there must be something that we don't get on this. But now we're finding out, you know what? This is happening to everyone. And justice is not fair or open or equal. Ammon Bundy went to prison for a couple of years, a personal good friend of mine. I've been on the radio with Ammon plenty of times as well. And Ammon literally was in prison for 2 years, although when he got done, they said he was guilty of nothing. And they said that the FBI and the government secret agents, all who were involved, literally committed perjury and literally withheld exculpatory evidence from the court. The judge went ballistic. I think it was Anna Navarro or something like that. She went ballistic in Nevada. And in Oregon, they went to a jury, and the jury said not guilty. And the judges freaked out. The prosecution freaked out. And Marcus Mumford was their attorney. And he said, fine, now that Ammon Bundy's not guilty, in Oregon, let my client go. And they said, oh, no, we're taking him to Nevada. And he said, but wait a minute, he's innocent. Let him go. And they literally tased the attorney in the courtroom. Ladies and gentlemen, this is no joke. Marcus Mumford, a well-known great attorney, by the way, will not practice in the state of Oregon anymore. They literally tased him in court. And then they took him to Nevada. And Ammon Bundy, literally, the judge wouldn't even let it go to trial because the government was guilty of withholding exculpatory evidence. In other words, committing a fraud on the court, lying, withholding evidence. That's what we're dealing with. Now we see this all happening to Jerome Corsi and crew. And we're going to break that down with Sean Bergen. But I got a couple of sound bites because I had Jerome Corsi on the radio with me Friday. And here's a little clip of the interview. And I'm going to play it, and then I want Sean to respond to kick off this interview. Listen to Jerome Corsi. I asked him, break it down. Tell me what happened. Here's what happened to him.
Tells you day by day what it was like to be on the inside, you know, as the going through this grilling from the Mueller special prosecutor's team. I spent 40 hours with them in over 2 months, September and October. And, of course, it still is ongoing. It, you know, every day is a new chapter in this horror show. And the book tells you the story. I get brought into the FBI, picks you up at a hotel in D.C., and they drive you to a unmarked FBI building in Southeast Washington. Then you're coming through the garage. The FBI takes your cell phones and laptops from you, and you are ushered into this internal conference room.
Hold on. Stop. Have you been charged with any crime?
No, nothing. No crimes at all. No indictments whatsoever.
And they can just whisk you off the street and isolate you and just drill you down, or what?
Yeah, it's me and my attorney in this closed-in room. There's no windows. You have to get permission to be accompanied by the FBI to go to the restroom. Can't wander around the building. And it's the three of the prosecutors from Mueller's team and 6 to 9 FBI facing you on the other side of the table. Me and my attorney, David Gray, and they grill you for hours. There's 6 sessions, 2 months, hour after hour after hour. You can't even leave for lunch because the photographer's outside waiting to take your picture.
This is what we're dealing with. I don't know what on earth has happened to America, Sean Bergen.
It's degenerated into a police state. I mean, this is our FBI, and this Mueller guy is completely and utterly out of control. And when you look at like the way these guys are treated, the torture that they're put through, and then what do they come out with? I mean, these stupid process crimes, where they ask you questions and ask you questions and ask you, and at some point, if you misremember what you said, all of a sudden they accuse you with lying. And they've done this to Jerome Corsi. They've done it to Roger Stone. They're now pitting Corsi against Stone, all of it related to WikiLeaks. They're trying to say basically that Corsi was out there tipping Stone off.
But let me stop you there, Sean Bergen, for a second. If Julian Assange outside of America has information that Roger Stone and or Jerome Corsi gets and they share it with each other, I don't see a crime.
No, I don't see a crime there either. And it sounds to me like that's not even the crime. It doesn't sound like they're even being accused of that crime. I think that's the pretense to bring them in. They're being brought in under false pretenses. You should also know that the listener should know that Corsi has filed a criminal and ethics complaint against Mueller's team. And he's accusing investigators of trying to bullying him into giving false testimony against President Trump. I mean,
now hold on. That's exactly what we saw in the Ammon Bundy case. They lied. The judge finally had enough of it and threw the whole case out. Now the government's trying to appeal the judge throwing it out, saying you withheld exculpatory evidence. You lied and perjured yourselves, FBI. We're not going to prosecute you, but we're going to let this case go. And now the FBI is coming back and trying to say, no. We want to appeal that and go after Bundy even more. Well, the same thing's happening to Corsi. It's happening to Stone. It's going to happen to Alex Jones in some ways that already has, because he's right in the middle, by the way. They both worked for Alex Jones.
That's right.
And eventually it's going to be Donald Trump.
Well, that's what they're aiming for. I think Trump is way ahead of him. I think Mueller is really in hot water. The longer that this goes on, the more it's revealed what a low-lying degenerate this guy is. I mean, they're not getting these guys on anything substantive. There's no Russia collusion. They're all these, hair splitting and parsing of words. It's the sad thing about it is they bankrupt you in the process.
Amen to that. Hold on, Sean. Sean Bergen with us. This is The Political Cesspool. I'm Sam Bushman on your radio.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, couple of points from Joan Corsi. I had him on the radio with me. There's an interview we did. I'm playing a couple of clips from this and having Sean Bergen respond to this. Listen to this one.
Well, they say it's a crime not to be... If you intentionally don't remember, that's a crime, too.
All right, if you intentionally don't remember something... It's a crime. Well, listen up.
Well, then how come Bill's not in prison?
That's a good question.
How come Hillary's not in prison? That's Didn't she leak classified information and stuff like that?
It's an unequal sense of justice. If you do listen to the audiobook.
All right, there you go. It's an unequal sense of justice, Sean.
Yeah, it's two-tiered justice. Basically, what we have is we have a group of elites who are not subject to the same laws that we are. And, you know, I mean, we saw it with the way they passed the health care bill. Good enough for thee, but not enough for me. Does any member of Congress, covered under Obamacare? Not one of them. So, you know, it's like, we live in a third world country in some respects, because that's how these people behave. They behave like a bunch of tin pot dictators. You know, it's staggering. And they're so in your face about it that I don't know. Are they trying to spark a revolution? Are they trying to just so infuriate the common man where he stands up and looks at this and says, wait a minute, you know, I could be next. How far are we going to let this go?
Unfortunately, Sean, I believe the answer is yes. And I will point to, what's that event that happened where they had everybody fighting in the streets? What was that called?
Was that the American Revolution?
No, it was 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure.
What's it called? There's a town that they were all in, man. The white and the left and the right were all battling. Antifa was there and the Unite the Right was there. What was that called?
Oh, was that in Charlotte?
Yes, Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm saying they literally intentionally made that happen. The cops were in bed with the government to the highest levels. Even to the governorship and the whole state was in on it, and they literally fomented, literally anarchy in the streets. People got hurt. People went to jail. Somebody got killed. They blamed it on everybody. Donald tried to say, hey, there's good guys on left and right, and there's bad guys on left and right, and they attacked him for it.
Oh, yeah, well, they're out to crucify him. Oh, yeah, that whole thing was like, it was like staged. It was really scary the way that went down. And we saw that with Antifa all over the place. We saw it in Berkeley. You know, look, the public has a short memory where concerns this thing. It just happened 2 years ago, and even you and I just kind of, you know, lapsed on that. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really shady stuff going on out there, and this Antifa crowd is, you know, funded by Soros. We know, you know, where that's coming from. And all of this trouble is being fomented on the part of the radical left in this country. And
you got this black Israelite group that literally tried to create another fiasco. The Catholic guy was a little too smart to fall for it, and it got averted. But I'm telling you, that could have went all crazy wrong, too. They're looking for these events.
Oh, yeah. Listen, those guys have been standing on a street corner on 42nd Street in New York City for at least the last 20 years. And that's what they do. They stand up there and try to provoke white people, really, is what they do. You know, but, you know, most white folks are just too scared to take them on. You're not going to want to even engage idiots like that. I mean, they're so far out there on the fringe that you don't even want to engage them in any way. But that's what they do. They're out there trying to provoke a bad, horrible response out of good people. And I don't know. I look at events like this. I look at the arrest of Corsi. I look at the arrest of Roger Stone. I look at the arrest of General Flynn, Paul Manafort, and I say to myself, what the hell is going on here? I mean, this special counsel thing is just completely out of control. The guy's been at it now for over 2 years and still, to this day, cannot produce a shred of evidence pointing to any kind of Trump-Russia collusion. And it boggles the mind that it still goes on, and I think Trump should just call an end to it. From what I hear, Mueller is sitting in a hotel bar in Washington, D.C., drinking himself into a stupor for hours every day.
Why wouldn't he? What else is he going to do? I mean, he's stuck right now, isn't he?
He looks like he's really painted himself into a corner, and I can't help but think that maybe this is some type of big smokescreen. That, you know, behind the scenes, there's real investigations going on with Huber. We hear references to this from QAnon on a regular basis that, you know, we should trust Ray. We should trust Sessions. We should trust Huber. We should trust Pompeo. You know, that there's this that while this smokescreen of the special counsel is going on for the general public, Trump has the earth moving below our feet. And the public isn't even wise to it, that the deep state is being taken down behind the scenes, and we're setting the stage now for mass arrest. And that's really what the first 2 years of Trump's presidency has been all about.
Well, and I hope that's true, but it is a battle for the heart and minds of reality here, and the media is such an enemy that I'm not so sure we can know the truth. Jerome Corsi had to say this. Listen to this.
You know, Sam, usually when you got a criminal investigation that's legitimate, you got a crime, you know. You got a body. If you don't have a body, you've got a missing person investigation. You don't have a murder investigation. Okay, so, but they've already convicted the culprit of the murder, namely Donald Trump. This whole thing is aimed, all they want to know from me was Roger Stone, Julian Assange, Roger Stone, Julian Assange, Roger Stone, Julian Assange. They want to connect it up to Trump. They want to impeach Trump. This is a political oriented justice that is unequal, and it's a very, very dangerous thing for the country that we're weaponizing the Justice Department.
Amen to that. Weaponizing the Justice Department, I think that's what's been done. They're weaponizing all elements of government, it seems to me.
Yeah, all the lettered agencies were weaponized under the Obama administration, whether it was the CIA, the FBI, the State Department, the IRS, the ATF. I mean, look what they did with that gun running thing that led to the murder of that border agent. I mean, Eric Holder, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. I mean, you're talking about, you know, these are villains on a Bond. They're like something out of a James Bond movie, for God's sakes. So I don't know. I have faith. I'm keeping the faith. That this is all that the Lord above is looking out for us as this beacon of hope, and that, you know, the last great hope on planet Earth will not be so corrupted to the core that you know, it will lead to its downfall. Because these things that Corsi is making reference to, and you're making reference to, I mean, they're not only are they un-American, they're anti-American. They run so counter to our founding documents. I mean, you were talking about Ammon Bundy. That is so it's not even unconstitutional, it's anti-constitutional. It is the polar opposite of what of our founding documents, what the country was founded on and based upon.
Oh, yeah, it's not like they just, were not kind or didn't agree with Ammon or whatever else. They literally lied, perjured themselves in court. This is FBI, sworn government agents. They literally withheld exculpatory evidence. They literally intentionally framed these people and literally put them in jail for no reason. The juries of multiple times have said they're not guilty. The judge says this is a sham. They lied and said there was not government guns pointed at individuals, and there absolutely was. They lied, got caught. They tased the attorney in court. I mean, there's just, I'm telling you right now, I think what's happening is we're starting to dismantle the deep state, and they're just going for broke, panicking, because if we get the word out and if we do that, they'll lose, and they're just afraid that they're going to lose power. And I mean, right now, they're just becoming unhinged.
Well, they're becoming unhinged because not only are they terrified about losing power, but they're terrified that they're going to be thrown in jail. I mean, you're talking about like treason and sedition. I've seen things on the internet now, satellite photos where Guantanamo Bay has been expanded at least four or five times beyond its original size. I mean, I've been to Guantanamo Bay. I was there in the Navy at least four or five different occasions doing drug ops. I know what that place looks like, or counter drug ops. I know what it looks like. And that place has been rapidly expanding. And the theory out there is that it's been expanded to accommodate tens of thousands of prisoners.
All right, hold on. I want Sean Berger to break that down on the other side. You are listening to the one and only Political Cesspool. I'm Sam Bushman filling in with Sean Berger for James Edwards on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says the apology he made on Friday was premature. In his med school yearbook, a photo of two people wearing racist clothing was said to be him. He now claims he was not either of the people pictured, a person in blackface and a person wearing a Ku Klux Klan uniform. Northam now says he did once dress up like Michael Jackson for a dance contest back in 1984.
I had the shoes, I had a glove, and I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks. And the reason I used a very little bit is because I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off.
Leaders of both parties have repeatedly urged him to resign, saying that he now has lost the public's trust. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Here's John Clemens with the new jobs report.
It's a mixed report on the economy, indicating an increase in job creation, but that was coupled with an uptick in the unemployment rate. Eleni Kerr-George is with the U.S. Labor Department.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 304,000 in January, and the unemployment rate edged up to 4%. Job gains occurred in several industries, including leisure and hospitality, construction, healthcare, and transportation and warehousing.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
At the Orlando airport, police say they believe the death of an off-duty TSA security officer jumping from a balcony inside was a suicide. The incident at the airport touched off a panic among travelers as they rushed past security checkpoints. The screening stations closed, and then everyone who reached the gate had to go back and be re-screened.
The delay lasted for hours. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman and Sean Bergen. Sean was telling us that in the Navy, man, he's been to Guantanamo Bay, and they're expanding that sucker big time. The question is, for who? Is it going to be the Roger Stones, the Alex Jones, the Jerome Corsis, the Ammon Bundys, the Sam Bushmans, the Sean Bergens, the James Edwards, or is it going to be Hillary and crew? Hey, the showdown's on, isn't it, Sean?
It certainly sounds that way, and I think... You know, the theory out there is that a lot of this has to do with treasonous activities on part of American officials, human trafficking, which is a worldwide global problem. And that might explain why there's thousands upon thousands of additional cells being added to Guantanamo. But all of this remains to be seen. I mean, for those of us who've been following QAnon now for the better part of a year, a little over a year, you know, we've been waiting for this. You know, there have been reports, or I've seen it actually myself on pacer.gov, that there are at least right now 70,000 sealed indictments. In a typical year, you'll have anywhere between 900 and 1,100 sealed indictments. There's now 70,000 that have been amassed just over the last 18 months. And you have to scratch your head and say, what in the heck is going on here? And how come nobody in the media is looking at it? These are all publicly available. This is I take this off pacer.gov, public access. For public access to court electronic records, and you can subscribe to that and see for yourself. So something.
Something's up. What I don't know is if anything's going to happen, though. On one hand, people have been preaching the economy is going to melt down and the dollar is going to fail, and they preach it and give dates on it, and they fail and look like fools every time. So I agree with the point. I'm a little hesitant when we start making claims of what's going to happen because we just don't know what their real end game or agenda is. We know they want to destroy America. We just don't know how and when and the time frames and the details. But Jerome Corsi, I asked him exactly what you said. Hey, they're trying to pit Corsi against Stone. And here's what he had to say about that.
Are they trying to pit you against Roger Stone? Because as far as I can tell, what they're trying to do is get you guys to somehow, to save your own skin, tell a lie on behalf of yourself in favor of whatever. And it seems like they're just pitting you and Stone against one another intentionally.
Oh, they are, but it's not going to work from my point of view. I mean, I've said I gave an interview to Eric McTaxis yesterday, who's the author of the Bonhoeffer book and the book on Martin Luther.
By the way, great information.
Yeah, he's a wonderful author, and these are great books. And I explained to Eric, you know, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I'm not going to lie to keep myself out of prison, and I'm not going to lie to put Roger Stone in prison. I'll tell the truth.
It seems like telling the truth is a revolutionary act, Sean.
Yeah, well, you know, it's certainly a rare commodity these days. And it's kind of staggering to me and really kind of scary that you would be coerced and bullied to present false testimony against the president of the United States. I mean, my goodness, what the hell has happened to these United States of America? It is absolutely staggering to me that you have what looks to be a criminal cabal at the very highest reaches of not only the American government, but in global government. You know, this is not confined just to the Obamas and the Clintons and the Podestas and all their minions, whether it's Brennan at the CIA, Comey at the FBI, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, McCabe. The list goes on and on and on. They were peppered throughout all the lettered agencies, but it's not only happening here, it's also happening in other countries. And you look at financiers like George Soros, the Rothschilds. It seems to me that all of these folks are all wrapped up together. And Alex Jones, who a lot of people have just written off, you know, as being some kind of a crackpot, has been talking about this stuff for years, which is really kind of funny to me that, you know, all of this stuff that he's been talking about, ranting about, raving about is all coming, turning out to be true.
What do you think is going to happen, Sean? And I know that's just kind of an off the wall, change direction a little bit question, but I'm asking it on purpose. What on earth do you think is going to happen?
You know, I wish I knew. I think this is what I think ultimately is going to happen. Ultimately, at the end of the day, Trump wins. Trump wins, and at the end of the day, God wins. And anybody who's read the Bible knows that's how it plays out. In the end, God wins. In this world, ultimately, good wins out over evil every single time out. It looks dark. It looks scary. It looks frightening. I think we are galloping toward a time, Sam, when the good people, the people of this world, will have to make, will be compelled to make a conscious decision about whether or not they come down on the side of good or evil. And if you come down on the side of good, then you come down on the side of God. There is a spiritual battle underway in this world that goes unseen by most people. And if you are spiritually minded and you're spiritually developed and you are on the right path, then you notice the signs. You see the signals that the universe is putting out to us. You can see it. You can read the tea leaves. But most people kind of just zombie-like stagger through life in this world, just completely unaware as to what's going on with the big picture. And that's ultimately where I think this goes. But in order to get through the good, you got, in order to break into the light, you've got to go through the darkness. You've got to go through the darkness to come out into the light. And I think that's what we're going to see. We're going to see this country go through a dark period for a time where people will lose hope. Things will get chaotic. But for those people who have maintained a deep abiding faith in God, I think they will be the ones to weather the storm and lead this country out into the light. Ultimately, I think that's where it's going.
I think you're right. Long term, the question is how abusive will it get along the way and how much tyranny and abuse will we suffer as that emerges? But I can completely agree with you. By the way, you've heard the phrase until hell freezes over.
Yes.
Well, you know, hell, Michigan froze over the other day, right?
You know, that doesn't surprise me one bit. You know, another polar vortex blew out of Canada, turned Chicago into an icebox. And every time I see something like that, I just want to pick up the phone and call Al Gore.
You just say, hey, Al, buddy, you want to go ice skating with me?
Yeah. You know.
All right. But did you know there was a Hell, Michigan?
Yeah, I've heard reference made to that, but you know, I've never really gone out to confirm it myself.
It's a real place, and some people want to say heck, Michigan, if they don't say hell, but their GPS won't find it if they do that. Just so you know.
Why would anybody in the right mind want to live in a place like that?
I don't know. There's like 260 people that live there.
I certainly wouldn't want to have to write that as my return address, that's for sure.
Anyway, I bring it up because we are going to have to go through hell to get to heaven. I'll tell you that right now. It seems like it anyway. And it seems to me that they're taking off the gloves, though. This is an epic showdown, and it's really for the hearts and minds of the American people. I mean, New York has just ran off the rails with their abortion agenda. They're literally just murdering babies, even after they're born now, just flat out of femicide. I mean, these people have run off the rails and packaged it in Ocasio-Cortez, haven't they?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, you know, and that's funny because actually just yesterday, QAnon came out with a post after having gone dark for weeks, making reference to Planned Parenthood. And according to what Q says, what Planned Parenthood has been doing is that they've been raising taxpayer funds and then feeding this back to themselves and then using that money to fund campaign contributions. According to Q, Planned Parenthood spent $30 million. This is what was disclosed. But the real estimates are close to $65 million in taxpayer subsidies to influence the outcome of the 2018 midterm election.
And they're using bundling to do it, so you can't discover the money, right?
You can't discover the money. Now, here's what where it gets interesting. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is on death's doorstep, and the pro-abortionists now, the abortionists, are in a real panic because they know as soon as she, you know, leaves this world, Trump gets another Supreme Court justice pick. So in response to that, you have Governor Cuomo in New York making late-term abortion legal, I mean, right up until the moment of birth. You have similar loosening of restrictions in Virginia, where Mr. Blackface Northam, Governor Northam, said, well, you know, what we would do is the child would be born, the child would be kept comfortable, it would be re-resuscitated, and then a conversation would take place between the mother and the doctors about whether or not this child now is going to live. And when that happens, we have crossed a line into, to say it's evil doesn't go nearly far enough. It is satanic.
I concur with that. I mean, it is off the charts. I mean, you read, you know, the witch trial, you know, satan. I mean, I'm telling you, this is just another level. You go even look back in history, and when a nation starts to do that, God takes off the gloves, man.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he does. Yeah. And you don't have to be any kind of a religious zealot to look that. All you need to go look no further than Sodom and Gomorrah. And I'll tell you something right now, that the Lord will smoke me if this stuff continues for very long.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Sean Bergen, breaking it down like nobody's business. I'm Sam Bushman, filling in for James Edwards. While we're talking about this hardcore stuff, James is at a dance with his daughter. Good for him. Enjoying the blessings of all in which we fight for. This is the Political Cesspool.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no way.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. defendapatriot.com.
All right, Sam Bushman and Sean Bergen breaking it down. I'm telling you right now, it's looking bleak. All the good guys seem to be in jail, and if they're not in jail, I wonder when they're going to go. It's kind of the question we got to ask ourselves. We talked about that with Jerome Corsi, and here's what he said. Listen to this.
I can tell you from being on the inside, they're solidly pro-Hillary. One of the prosecutors who was confronting me, Jeannie Rhee, was a lawyer for the Clinton Foundation. Now, how can she be a prosecutor here that's unbiased? It's just ridiculous.
All right, Kurt Crosby, my co-host. What do you want to say to that, Sean? I mean, think about that. You got a Hillary prosecutor prosecuting Jerome Corsi.
It's absolutely staggering that this takes place. And the only reason that this actually happens, how it's allowed to fly, is because our media is so corrupt. Could you imagine if the roles were reversed and this were, you know, some pro-Democrat political person who was being, this is a witch trial, and being forced through this kind of a process? I mean, there would be, it would be Pearl Harbor headlines, Sam. It would be a national outcry. It would be the lead story on every network news outfit. It would dominate social media. They would be frothing at the mouth. And you know what they do in this case? Instead of drawing attention to it, like being good journalists, and they cover it up.
They bury it.
They don't mention it at all.
There's no question. Yeah. In fact, Sean Hannity said, hey, this stuff, the way they treated Stone, it means the end of our country. Even Sean Hannity is saying that. When we asked Jerome Corsi about that, here's what he had to say. Listen.
It would look like Gestapo in Nazi Germany. And Sean Hannity, I fear, could be right. And there's no point to it. Roger is 66 years old. He's never committed a crime. And he's not a flight risk. And he wasn't going to destroy any evidence. This is not, I mean, if he, I'm sure he would have handed over everything voluntarily if they just asked his lawyers politely to have him cooperate.
But CNN was invited to the party, weren't they, Sean?
That's what makes this whole thing just look like a complete smokescreen. It just looks like a smokescreen to me. They sent 29 heavily armed FBI SWAT agents to go get Roger Stone. I mean, they only sent about 18 or 19 Navy SEALs to go get Osama bin Laden, for God's sake. I mean, it is such a circus, a dog and pony show. And then, coincidentally, CNN just happened to be in the area? They were tipped off. The whole thing is a setup. It's a smokescreen. I'm not buying any of it. And that's the only thing that gives me hope. Because to look at this on its face is just staggering. There has to be something more to this. And because the other thing, too, is that Stone and Corsi and Alex Jones are all connected, and they all are connected around the epicenter of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. And I just keep telling myself that the reason that they're arresting these guys is that they're going to have to bring Assange in from London, get him free him finally from the Ecuadorian embassy, where he's been since 2012 in hiding, because he's afraid he's going to get whacked, for God's sake. And he will be, in the discovery process, he will be compelled now in a court of law to divulge all this stuff. That's the only thing I can think of. And I'm not sure that'll even be made public. I think that might actually have to happen in some kind of military tribunal.
Well, and let me tell you what's happened right now for Roger Stone. The judge is freaking out because we're winning. Listen to me carefully. We are winning game when it comes to the media. The new media taking center stage. Alex Jones, us, you, all of us. We're winning the PR battle, and they don't know what to do because people are realizing how evil this government is. And now the judge wants to put a gag order on the Stone case and shut everybody up so that Corsi and Stone and me and you and it won't be able to talk about this thing. They can't stop you and I from talking yet, but they can stop us from having these great interviews. Listen to what Stone or what Jerome Corsi had to say about that. Listen carefully.
Well, it's time, first of all, for Mueller to put up or shut up. I mean, Roger Stone is not indicted for collusion. He's indicted for lying to Congress, another process crime. And this is not collusion. This Mueller's failed, looks like to me. And secondly, we need to get this new Attorney General Barr in there, and hopefully.
Okay, so I told him Barr was a deep state operative, and he was shocked about that a little bit. We don't need Barr there. Barr's part of the problem. But nevertheless, Jerome Corsi's right, though. Hey, you know what? It's time for Mueller to put up and show real evidence of real problems that he was hired to do, or simply slink away as a failure. Sean?
Well, he's going to slink away as a failure because he hasn't got anything. And believe you me, Sam, if he had even a scintilla, even a shred, it would have been leaked to our corrupt media a long time ago. That guy ain't got nothing, and it is time for him to lay his cards on the table, put up or show us what you got. Because this has gone on for 2 years. It's cost the taxpayers tens of millions of dollars. There's nothing productive at all coming around out of this. All it does is it continues to feed our corrupt media with a bunch of nonsense. And I think the American people, you know, like you said, are beginning to wake up to the fact that nobody even pays attention to the media anymore. I mean, in preparation for this show, I found myself skimming through, I mean, just ignoring the Washington Post, the Atlantic, Vox, Vice, you know, BuzzFeed. I mean, all of these, the Daily News. I mean, I just skip right over them. We don't even look at them anymore. And they are failing miserably as a result.
I mean, they are. They're starting to realize that we're getting it. So I told Jerome Corsi that Barr was part of the deep state. He said, I pray you're wrong. But then he said this. Listen, and I want you to respond to this, Sean.
What I fear is the Justice Department will never clean itself up internally by itself, because bureaucracies protect bureaucracies, and they cover up crimes to keep going and expand. We have a far too great a bureaucracy that is no longer responsible reporting to the people.
You're right about this. Are they gonna... All right, you want to respond to that, Sean?
Well, yeah, he's absolutely right, and that's what we've seen. And, you know, when it gets to that point, it's time for the people to just really just rise up and take a stand and do something to reverse this process. The problem is that we have an entire population that's been sedated by their gadgets. I mean, I see people literally walking around staring at their phones. It's like something out of George Orwell's 1984. I mean, it's Orwellian. It's staggering to me. I mean, even in the streets of New York, I mean, you know, people are nearly getting run down by cars because everyone is staring at their phone. They're staring at the phone. They're looking at the iPad. They're buried in a computer someplace. I don't know. I don't know where it's going. I don't know how it's going to end up. Like I said, I'm hopeful that it is, you know, good will triumph over evil. I think that's why you're seeing the alternative media now really starting to emerge. People are always going to seek out the truth. And, you know, I try as they might to squelch and censor conservative voices, we're going to find another way anyway. I know that Kim.com has been out there trying to develop a new platform outside of Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you know, to give a free and open forum. It's been happening to a degree on the dark web. That's really where QAnon emerged, came out of the Chan boards, 4chan and 8chan. So, look, people are always going to find a way. You're never, ever going to be able to totally squelch freedom in this country. They'll get away with the corruption for only so long. But, you know, as long as folks like us are out there shining a light on this stuff, and, you know, it's not just us. There's, you know, there's thousands of citizen journalists out there now who are paying attention, who's watching. You know, you look at someone like Laura Loomer, who really has just the courage and the guts to go out and do things that nobody else will. I mean, she leapt over Nancy Pelosi's wall with some yellow vest protesters, you know, to protest sanctuary cities. That's the kind of stuff that it's going to take. You look at what James O'Keefe is doing with Project Veritas and uncovering corruption in the media. I mean, you can't keep that stuff down. It's going to continue to get out there, whether it's on internet radio, ham radio, walkie talkie. I don't care. The American people are not gonna put up with this for much longer.
And the key to the exercise is for us to all do our part. In other words, lift where you stand, wherever you are. It might be small. You might fund this radio program. You might donate. You might be a journalist like Sean. You might be a talk show host like myself. You might be a variety of things. But if everybody contributes where they can, you know what? America's never been beat before, Sean, and I don't believe it's about to be beat now.
Everyone in the orchestra has an instrument to play. Don't ever forget that, and don't ever underestimate, you know, your voice, your platform, or how big you can make your platform.
Sean, what have I left out? I know we wanted to talk about Alex. I think they're coming for Alex, too, in many ways. I'm afraid that it's going to get worse before it gets better. What do you want to tell America? What do you want to focus on?
Not to give up hope. You know, things may look a little grim. They may look a little dark. I think their forces of good are at work and have been since the election of Donald Trump. I think that patriots in the military, where you find the most idealistic people, on the most exemplary human beings on planet Earth, can be found in the United States Armed Forces. And those folks are never, ever going to allow a bunch of criminal people to bring this nation down. I would tell our audience, leave this. Remember the name Admiral Mike Rogers. Admiral Mike Rogers from the NSA. He will be, history will remember him as the George Washington of our time. He is a beacon of light in the darkness. He was the one who copped on very early on. And I believe that ultimately it will be borne out that he saved this country.
Thank you, Sean. Godspeed, my friend.
Great to be back, Sam. Great chatting with you. Thanks very much.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Bergen. You are listening to the one and only The Political Cesspool radio program. Donate today, thepoliticalcesspool.org. James will be back next week. Wish him good well. He spent time with his daughter exactly where he ought to be while we take on the deep state. How's that? Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. It always is when Sean's on your radio. Thanks so much, everybody. Good night.